It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Air Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Ashes in Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, good evening and welcome to Fayette, Missouri, where tonight there's college basketball on Care Radio. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by Central Methodist University. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph. He's always there producing and engineering and doing all of that stuff at the studio, taking care of us. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Counts with you here courtside. I say that very loosely here at Puckett Fieldhouse on the CMU campus. We're in the gymnasium and quickly the logistics at the top of the stands. And if you've ever been in Allen Fieldhouse and looked from the very, very top, it's about the same distance to the floor here. So it's a bit of a little reach, but it is a great view of a elevated floor. The floor probably 12, 18 inches higher, the basketball floor higher than the floor of the building. So that said, those are kind of the logistics here. Public address announcer, introducing the starters for the ladies' game. It's going to be our first of two here tonight, and allow me to share them with you. First of all, for the undefeated Central Methodist women's college basketball team, they come into the ballgame tonight 19-0 on the season, 13-0 in the conference, and they are going to be starting Darina Bachkarova, the 6'1" senior from Minsk, Belarus, out of the University of Hawaii. Satoria Cook is a 5'7" sophomore guard from Marietta, Georgia. She transfers from Georgia Tech. Out of Harris Junior College, the Fort Worth, Texas native, 5'6" junior, J.C. Kennedy. You're going to have Trenton, New Jersey native, Liana Massenot. She's a sophomore, 5'9". And the other forward, actually the 5, is going to be 6'3" sophomore, Leah Johnson. She is a New Jersey native out of Rider University. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, said head coach Jan Folsom in his 21st year. Benedictine 7-13 and 4-10 in the conference. Coach Folsom is going to be starting tonight. Kennedy Nicholson, 5'6" sophomore from Eisenhower High School in Goddard, Kansas. From Verona, Missouri, Twyla Karis Quillo, the 5'10" senior. Riley Wayne starts tonight, the 5'9" junior from Olathe, Kansas. Out of Jeff West in Meriden, it's 5'8" senior Aaliyah Raines, and rounding it out, back in a starting position, Kyra Misuraka, the 6'3" junior from Mustang, Oklahoma. Central Methodist, okay, if I were to say they're really good, understatement. Biggest understatement of the year. They are extraordinary. Again, a perfect record. And to say they like to score points and can score points, another understatement. They are averaging about 85 a game. Let's just look back at the last five games where they scored 104, 98, 80, 70, 98. They can keep the ball in the hoop. And Lady Raven's big job here tonight is trying to keep them from doing it quite so much. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. It'll be Johnson and Miss Yuraka in the center circle to jump it off. The ball goes up the tip of the way. CMU is going to haul it down, and with that, we are underway. Eagles will work the ball around to the left side and dribble back up on top. Going to be a little patient, looks like, here at the very, very start of things. They'll drive to the baseline right, outside the block, the window. Shot is going to be up and good, and as quickly as that, we have a 2-0 lead for CMU. Central Methodist with the early lead, and we are half a minute now into the ball game. Back up court with it will come Benedictine. Lady Ravens over to the left side. They'll kick it out to the free throw line. Taken there by Miss Yuraka. Here goes Kennedy trying to drive in. Comes out on top to Twyla. She'll reverse. Kick it back out on top once again. Wade will go back. Kennedy. She'll launch a three. It's wide to the right side. Rebound underneath. Followed up by Kyra. Won't go. And rebound pulled down by Johnson. Here comes CMU. Baseball pass to the other end of the court. Taken on the right side by Bachkarova. Back out on top with it. Central Methodist. They're going to run the offense, start to the top, drive into the lane. Little bunny hop, knock to the floor. No foul call, no travel called. Benedictine's going to bring it the other way. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Kennedy. Skip pass over to the left side. Kyra coming up at the high post. She'll dump it over to the top of the key. Little stutter step, driving in. Reigns kicks it back, Kyra. 8:40 to go in the opening quarter. The Eagles leading in here 2-0 in the ladies' game. Twyla Carasquillo kicks it over to the left side, driving in, getting double-teamed in. We're going to get a foul called on the floor. And so upset with it, she throws herself on the floor. The foul is going to be on Jacia, and it'll be her first. Benedictine bringing it in play, and the shot clock resets to 20. Twyla will have it at the free throw line. Dribbles it back over to the left. Kennedy's going to go for another long three, just coming up short, and rebounding it down, CMU. Flying up with it is going to be Kennedy. She'll dump it over to the right side. Bit of a stutter step. Here's a three. Uncontested. Right side. Good. From deep, deep in the right corner. Three-point shot by Massenot. It is now 5-0. Central Methodist at 8:10 to go in the opening quarter. BC will go right side to Riley Wade. She'll look into the eyes of her defender. Picking her up there is going to be Bachkarova. Now here's a 16-footer. Off the window. Good for Kyra. She'll take that shot. I'm sure it's not what she had in mind. And Benedictine is on the board. We're just inside 8 to go in the opening quarter. 5-2. Central Methodist. The fee comes into the middle. It's going to be batted away by Kyra. Knocks it away from Leah Johnson. BC will break it down the court. And as she picks up her dribble, going to be a travel called on Riley Wade. 5-2. Central Methodist at 7:41 to go in the opening quarter of the ladies' game. Welcome to the crowd, visiting with some of the fans here tonight, and it's a long way from Atchison, so they're not a real big number, but saw someone with whom I was not familiar, introduced myself, and it is Twyla's family who's come from Verona tonight. Here's a drive, Leah Johnson just power moves it into the middle and scores. Leah makes it a 7-2 game. So for Twyla, nice to have family on hand here tonight. And now Twyla's pass is going to be stolen away down the floor. The layup is up and good, and Harris Quillo commits a foul. So the bucket for Satoria Cook, and she's going to have a plus one, and Twyla will have her first foul of the game, first foul against Benedictine this evening. And as that happens, Twyla will check out of the lineup for the Lady Ravens, and checking in for Benedictine is going to be Kiana Herrera. Kiana, the 5'11 freshman from Bishop LeBlanc High School. Free throw, in and out, no. And Kiana comes down with the board. It is a 9-2 Central Methodist lead. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Working around to the right side, Kennedy will hand it over to Reigns, and the pass is going to get away. Picked up by Central Methodist. They'll glide up the floor, swing it over to the left side, way out on the elbow, as you call it. It'll come back out on top. Massenet with it. Little shake and bank into the right side of the lane. Power move again. Johnson falls away, shoots and misses. Carrera will rebound down the miss, and Benedictine is going to come the other way. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Bradley Wade slides to the right, keeps her dribble alive at the top of the key, kicks it over to Aaliyah. Reigns will go down, and she's going to be knocked to the floor, and we're going to have a CMU foul. I think it's going to be on Zatoria Cook. It'll be Zatoria, foul number one, Central Methodist team foul two. And now into the Benedictine lineup, we're going to get Michaela Bauman. Benedictine's Michaela Bauman, another freshman for the Lady Ravens, a 5'8" player out of Blair, Nebraska. So BC brings the ball in, trailing by seven. To the free throw line, down to the baseline. The baseline jumper is going to be up and good. Herrera for two. So Kiana will have her first points, and Benedictine trails by five. And we're at 6 minutes to go, opening quarter. Here's a long three, left wing, perfect. The net scarcely wiggles as Massenet hits her second three of this young game, pushing the score now to 12-4, and we're at the 5:50 mark of the first. Reigns to the basketball, skip pass, top of the key, back over to the right side. The three, this time it's going to go. Kennedy Nicholson missed her first two, but hits that one, making it now 12-7, Central Methodist. 5.5 to go, opening quarter. Down the court, Leah Johnson can't get a shot away. Great defense by Kyra down there on Leah Johnson. Here's another very long three, and it's perfect. Tonch Carova will have her first bucket of the game, and CMU reigning in three. 5:17 to play in the opening quarter. It's 15-7. Benedict will have it out on top. Misty Rocket. They'll swing it around to the left side. Herrera will take it, feeds to range. She'll dish it back into the corner. Big collision, bodies on the floor, no fouls called. Long two, Kiana for two more. Herrera has four, 15-9. We go inside five to play in the first. Central Methodist, 3 of 3, 3-point shooting. 6 of 7, shooting the ball from the floor. 85.7% from the floor. That is tough to beat. Out on top, that's Corona, goes another three. Perfect again, they're 4 of 4 from outside. It is now 18-9, and we're going to get a Benedictine timeout. Lady Raven, 21 season, head coach Jan Folsom taking a timeout. We're going to take it with them at 4:36 to go in the opening quarter in Fayette, where it is Central Methodist Lady Eagles 18, Benedictine 9.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Okay, Central Methodist is a pretty good three-point shooting team. Not fantastic, pretty good overall, 29.4%. Right now they are 100%, 4 of 4 from the outside. And now Benedict puts it in play, and as quickly as that, the incoming freshman turns it over, and the layup on the other end is going to miss. BC's going to come down with a rebound. Lady Ravens will race into the forecourt, taking it down the left side. It's going to be BC, right side, Raina Jasper crosses the lane, double dribbles, and Raina has been in for 20 seconds and has turned it over twice. 18-9, CMU in front at 4:14 to play in the first. For Benedictine on the floor now, Raina Jasper, Michaela Bauman, Aaliyah Raines, Kiana Herrera, and Grace Dixon. Benedictine with one starter on the floor. Here's another three. Can it be? No, the string is broken at four. And that's three by Bachikura, but does not go in. Lady Ravens coming up with the basketball. Raina Jasper all the way, coast-to-coast running shot. Nope. Couldn't hit the driving layup. BC, though, with the offensive board. Top side is going to be Reigns, and now the official stops play because of the shot clock inaccuracy. Patrolling the sideline in front of the CMU bench, longtime head coach Mike Davis. Now they're going to come over. Let's see what they're going to put it to. 17, okay. 3:47 to go in the opening quarter, 17 on the shot clock. Benedictine in the traveling black with red and white. Central Methodist in the dove gray with forest green and white. Jasper looking to bring it in. Comes right side. Reigns will drive to the free throw line. Right side of it. Shot is going to be up off the back of the rim and no good. And the rebound is going to be tipped around. Saved down to the baseline. Here comes CMU. Out, long outlet pass. Batch Karula is able to recover. Cover it up. Brings it back off on top. Massanat. She'll have it above the three-point line now. Again, it's going to be Batch Karula. Tries to drive in. Goes in the middle to Satoria Cook. She'll feed it down to the baseline to Robin Beck, who's come into the game. And CMU works it off on top. Shot clock's in single digits. So dump it left. Batch Karula baseline three. Got another one. Darnia Batch Karula's third three of the game. CMU is 5 of 6. And they have exploded to a 21-9 lead. Still over 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And now the ball is going to be stolen away from Reyna, and she tries to save it back. Her third turnover, and this time she will commit a foul, trying to recover from that error. And she's going to be removed from the game. No, she's going to stay in. Reigns will come out. Back into the lineup for Benedictine, you'll see Kennedy Nicholson. 21-9 CMU with 3:03 to play opening quarter. Skip pass down to the baseline right. Lady Eagles with the basketball. Come off on top. Satoria dumps it back over to the right side. Left-hand dribble into the lane. Underhand shot up too hard, too high. Kiana Herrera clears down the board, and Benedictine will come back into the forecourt. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Out on top, Kiana launching the three. Short, and the long rebound pulled down by CMU. Massanat comes down with the board. Outlets to Kennedy. She'll have it on the left side. Dribbles around to the edge. Back out on top, that's Karova. She'll go for another three. That one is going to be off the mark, and a rebound tipped around out of bounds. It'll come to Benedictine. Back into the lineup for BC is going to come Twyla. Twyla will bring it in. Here's Quillo. And the game it has her hair pulled down and back instead of up and over. So got a little bit of a different profile out of a 40. So sometimes you're not necessarily looking at the numbers, but you're looking at the player. She's got a little bit of a different look out there this evening than Raven fans would be accustomed to. Now the ball is going to be batted away and stolen. CMU coming up with a steal. Robin Beck takes it away. Quickly they will race up the floor, come into the middle, dump it back to the right side. Batch Garoba, who has not been out of the game, gets it over to Beck. Beck will feed it into the middle, and the ball is batted away. It's on the floor. Ravens are going to steal it down. Twyla clears away the basketball and gets it away to Kennedy Nicholson with a minute 45 to go in the opening quarter. Here comes Raina Jasper. Goes left side, in, up, has a shot rejected out of bounds. By the way, the Benedictine guys team is here in the stands, stand in front of me. The coaching staff is here in the gym, all in suits and sneakers. It is, as it is, coaches against cancer game. Here's a shot up from underneath. Nicely done. Twyla Karas-Quillo will knock it in for her first two of the game. And on the other end, the fast break shot is up, no good. And a Benedictine foul. Michaela Bauman will collect her first. 21-11. And we've got a minute and a half to play opening quarter. For the Lady Ravens, that's only team foul three. However, it is going to be a free throw opportunity. At the line is Batch Karova. She'll take her time. The first of two is up and perfect. She is a good free throw shooter. Coming into the game at, 81.7% this season. That is her 10th point already. Can you believe that? With a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, she's in double figures. Now make it 11. 23-11 CMU. And with that free throw, Batch Karova will check out of the game. So she's on a 45 or more point pace tonight. Central Methodist is, as a team, is on a 100-point pace. Maybe a little bit over right now. With still a minute 23 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine, right side, driving down is going to be Wade. Feeds into the lane, twisting left, falling away. Shot off the window, no good. Missed by Benedictine's Grace Dixon in the game. And back up with it will come CMU in the lane. The dish over to the side. It's going to be batted away, stolen by Twyla, and saved by Kennedy. Nicholson brings it up on the outlet. Gets it to Reyna, who has it slapped out of her hands and knocked out of bounds. Nicely rebounded by Coach Davis in front of the CMU bench. We've got a minute to go in the first. 23-11 CMU. Riley Wade will do the inbound. Lob it into the backcourt to Kennedy. And here comes Nicholson. Little right-hand dribble crossing at the logo. Skip pass over to the right side to Riley. Wade looks into the middle. Twyla with the top side. Kennedy Back over to the left. Again out on top to Jasper. To Kennedy. She'll go three. No. Rebound. Eagles. They're going to clear it down the board to Robin Beck. Here comes Central Methodist. 40 seconds to go in the opening quarter. CMU from the top. It's a three. No. Raymond's going to rebound it down. With the shot clock off, Benedictine has an opportunity. If they want to take it, it's a final shot of the opening quarter. They're not going to do it that way. They're going to drive it in the middle of the skip pass by Nicholson. It's going to be stolen. Gets away from Grace Dixon. And Central Methodist is going to walk it up the court for the final shot. Now, the Ravens are going to send a player to the scorer's table, but with 10 seconds left in the quarter, the likelihood of her coming in is reasonably remote. Pass will go over to the left side to Massenot. She's been red hot. Back to the left side to Beck. She'll go three at the buzzer. No good. And that is the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back here in Fayette. First quarter of the ladies' game is in the book. The score, Central Methodist 23, Benedictine 11.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Quarter tonight, Benedictine shooting a third from the outside, 5 of 15, 33%, 1 of 5 from the outside, 20% three-point shooting, where Central Methodist, on the other hand, 8 of 14, 57% from the floor, 56% from three-point range at 5 of 9. CMU is also 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Benedictine has not had a free throw tonight. Lady Ravens have turned it over 7 times in the opening quarter. And Benedictine does have a rebounding lead of 10-7 as we go to the second. Coming back out of the court for Benedictine is going to be Nicholson, Jasper, Harris, Quinn, Wade, and Dixon. So there we go, and here we go. BC with the basketball to begin things, and it's not going to be Dixon out there for the Lady Ravens. It's going to be Jennifer Jacobs. JJ did not start, didn't play in the opening quarter. Here's a turnaround shot for the left side. Good! And the first points of the ballgame for Aaliyah Raines. 23-13 CMU. Just underway here in the second quarter. Eagles with the basketball. Will drive into the lane. Dish it into the corner. Baseline jump shot up too strong, and the rebound out of bounds off Jacia. Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play with 9:20 to go in the half. Let's reset that BC 5. Raines, Jacobs, Wade, Karis Quillman, Nicholson. Aaliyah will walk it up the left side to the left-hand dribble across in front of the scorer's table. Out on top, it'll go to Riley. She'll swing around to the right side to Twyla. Skips it in the middle. Jacobs lobs it back out on top to Kennedy. Back it'll go to Jacobs outside the block on the left side. Spins, twists, turns directions, gets fouled. This is going to be on Robin Beck. It'll be her first foul of the game and first foul in the second quarter by either team. We've got 9:09 to go in the first half. Coming to the line for Benedictine. First free throws of the night for the Lady Ravens will belong to Jennifer Jacobs. Free throw is up and good. So Jacobs will knock down her first free throw tonight and collect her first point. Second one, she'll get them both. 23-15, and BC has outscored Central Methodist 4-0 in the first minute of the second quarter. Central Methodist will get it across the timeline, bring it toward the middle. Jacia back to the left, the three, and another one is up and good. Boy, the CMU team is shooting well from the perimeter. Massenot has her third three-point shot, 26-15, at 8:40 to go in the half. Raines will go right side, stop in the lane, puts a shot up. It's going to be blocked away and lost out of bounds, and it will be off Jacobs, who tried to recover the ball. Central Methodist will put it in play and back into the lineup for Coach Davis is going to come Leah Johnson. And Leah is a force to be contended with at 6'3" out of Rider University. She is a strong player at the five. And Central Methodist will take it across the timeline. 8.5 to go in the opening half. 26-15, Lady Eagles in front. The fans, you know what they're really excited about and looking for? Tonight for CMU, a chance at their 20th win. That's what I always talk about. We'll probably talk about it on Sports Look tomorrow night, which, by the way, we encourage you and invite you to tune in for here on Care Radio, coming up to the 5 o'clock evening report. So around 5:15, 5:20, we'll have Sports Look for you. And what we talk about a lot is 20 wins and the magic of that number, getting to 20 and improving your likelihood of postseason and all that kind of thing. Well, 20 games into the year, they're looking for their 20th win. 19-0 coming in here tonight. Bochkarova goes into the middle, swings it back over to the left side. Natalia Spiegel in the game. Here's a runner at the back of the rim. No good. Rebounding it down is going to be Reigns and Benedict and taking it up the floor. Jacobs is going to drive it the length of the court. Bring it down the right side. Pulls up her dribble. Skips it back out on top to Reigns. 7:57 to play. First quarter. Now Reigns pass slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Bochkarova. So when you look at that, Aaliyah Reigns is 5'8", Bochkarova 6'1". And they're going to say the ball is going to come back to CMU. So a break for the Lady Eagles. 7:45 to go, opening half. All alone, set shot, three wide left. Rebound tipped out, and Ravens are going to control it down. Here comes Riley Wade. She's going to be one-on-one, goes all the way to the rack, puts it up and in, and they're going to wave it off and call an offensive foul. My goodness, with the defender backpedaling all the way down the court in front of her. Riley Wade is going to be called for the player control foul. It'll be her first foul tonight. 7.5 to play in the opening half. Benedictin runs Missy Rock to the scorer's table, but she arrives there too late to get in the game before the ball gets in play. Satoria Cook is back in. She'll go left side, Bochkarova. Back out to Cook. Bochkarova going three. In, out, no. Rebound underneath. Leah Johnson turns and spins and twists. And did she travel? They're going to call foul instead. Probably going to be on JJ. It will be Jennifer Jacobs' first foul of the game and Benedictine's second foul of the second quarter. Still a 26-15 CMU lead at 7:19 to go in the half. Eagles will bring it in at their baseline. Over to the left side. Massenet drives and shoots and misses. Johnson rebounds and shoots and hits it plus one. And that foul is going to be on Miss Yaraka. So Kyra will have her first foul of the ball game and an opportunity for Leah Johnson, who before that shot had only 2 points tonight, an opportunity at a three-point play. Leah, a 59% free throw shooter, doesn't get it. And now, wait a minute, is she going to get a reprieve? Yep. So Benedictin, with a lane violation, is going to give Leah Johnson a second shot at that bonus free throw. This one is up, still no good. And rebounding it down is Kyra. Benedictin will bring it up the floor. That's going to be Twyla taking it across midcourt. It is 28-15. And now CMU with the steal, coast to coast, driving layup. Give them two, Zatoria Cook. 30-15. Lady Ravens going to take another timeout. They are. Joseph, let's enjoy it with them. Taking a break at 6:55 to go. Opening half in Fayette. CMU 30, Lady Ravens 15.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Acheson.
As we welcome you back to Fayette, Missouri, Benedictine putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. They find themselves trailing 30-15. Schwanna will bring the ball up court. This is the largest lead for CMU so far this evening, and in an effort to steal the ball away from Karis Quillo, Darina Bachkarova will pick up the foul. Whoa, won't it be? I thought it was going to be hers. We'll wait and get an official call here. And here's Benedictine putting it back in play. Raven's going to feed underneath. There's nobody down there. Who missed that assignment? And a nice wide open layup converted by Twyla Carrasquillo. 30-17. 6:20 to go in the half. The pass in the middle. Leah pulls it down, horses it up, scores it. Leah Johnson for the half does it. 32-17. We're at the six-minute mark of the second quarter. Kennedy Nicholson will take it to the top of the key. Dumps it over to the left side. It's going to be Riley with it now. The three. What a shot from the outside by Kennedy. Her second three tonight. 32-20. CMU with a big lead and up the floor. Now into the game four. Again, just coming in a minute ago, we talked about our briefly was Natalia Spiegel. Keep going to the lane. Hook shot rolls around and around, and Spiegel scores. So for Natalia, her first points of the game, a 5'9 senior from Montebello, California, out of Mount San Angelo College. Benedictine has the ball stolen away. CMU will take it back. Go coast to coast. The driving layup is missed. Rebound, Kyra. Ms. Yuraka is going to let the traffic thin a little bit, and Benedictine will come up the floor. We're at 5:10 to go in the half. Lady Ravens down 14. It is 34-20. Left side with it, Twyla. To the block to Kyra. Kyra's cross-court pass batted away. Reigns is going to go into the backcourt to pick that ball back up. Now she'll pick up her dribble, gets double-teamed on top. Lots of bumping and shoving, no whistles. Here's a three from BC at the buzzer. Shot's no good. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Going in, going up, and there's going to be the foul on, I believe it's going to be on Spiegel. Official will slide over to the scorer's table and tip us off. .441 to play. I think the scoreboard is broken because we have not had the player and foul numbers up for the last couple of three fouls now. We're still on information from some time ago. Now the officials are having a little bit of a conference up above the three-point ring. 4:41 to go in the opening half. I think they're trying to, are they establishing who the shooter is? And now they're going to have to review the video. I can't imagine that on that play there was that amount of confusion. And now the officials are coming over, and they're going to be reviewing it. It'll give me an opportunity to remind you a couple, three things. Number one, sports look tomorrow night. I talked about it earlier. I'll be talking about it again after the 5 o'clock evening report on K-Radio. Ryan Hagan and the K-Radio news team will bring you that. And then around 5:15, 5:20 at the conclusion of the news, Gus and I will be bringing you Sports Look. Then Friday, we're going to be back high school hoops from the girls Jefferson County North Invitational Tournament at 6 and 7:30. And then Saturday, you get a chance to see this Benedictine team back at home. So we'll be looking forward to bringing you all of those games here in the upcoming days. Officials still taking plenty of time over there, eyeing things up and looking it over. The crowd here, I got to be candid, remarkably sparse. I expected kind of a packed house. We have not achieved that. One official standing in the center, holding the basketball under his arm. The other two officials, and here apparently Central Methodist, it is not a portable monitor. They have walked off the court and around behind it. The scorer's table to the chair's side to view and review whatever is going on and whatever it is for which they are looking. So we'll see how that all shakes out. That all said, how about we look at the standings in the conference? Central Methodist on top of 13-0, 12-2 right behind them, both Clark and Grandview, 10 wins for Mid-America, Culver with 9, Valley and Evangel each with 7. and on down the list. And we can also update the schedule of games going on around at the conference this evening, as the officials are still behind the table. They are taking copious, you like that, Joseph, copious? Copious amounts of time, kind of eyeing this thing up. Games going on around right now. Grandview at Peru State, a three-point game. Baker is at Missouri Valley, a five-point contest in the second. At halftime, Cobra Stockton leads Penn 46-29. Mount Mercy trailing Clark by 11 just before halftime. Graceland behind Evangel. Graceland at home. They're down 13 with 2 minutes to go in the half. Mid-America way out in front of Park in the early part of the third quarter. 35-19. So there's that. And now one official is going to switch out. The guy who's in the center court is going to come over. Whatever this is, it must be egregious to be taking that amount of time at this juncture of the game. And whatever it is they're trying to decide, whatever it is they're trying to establish, they're still working on deciding and establishing. We're going to have the guys' game coming up after this one. I was kidding the guys. They just get a big lead early and cruise on so they can hop on a bus and go home. Get back at an early hour because I'm sure they all have class right early in the morning. They don't want to be tardy. We still have the officials at the monitor. This has gone beyond silly now and just unnecessary. Gentlemen, make a decision and we should play some basketball. What do you think? Joseph, while they're camped out over there, maybe they're sandwiches. I never thought about that. There could be snacks behind the counter that I don't see. We're going to take a timeout while they're over there ironing this all out. 4:41 to go in the opening half. Central Methodist leading Benedictine 34-20.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, as we come back, I have a mixed bag of news. What do you think of that? First thing, good news, the officials are now out from behind the official scorers table. The bad news is now all three of them are standing together in the middle of the court and absolutely incapable of making a decision. And now they're going back to the scorers table again, and now they're calling the two coaches to the center of the court. And again, I cannot imagine what is going on. Saw nothing, you know, remarkable that occurred on the floor. It's not like something crazy or obvious happened. Coach Folsom doesn't seem particularly happy with whatever the sound system here sounds like. Charlie Brown's teacher. You know the Charlie Brown cartoons? You ever listen to his teacher when she would talk? That's what I'm hearing here. So I've no concept for sure as to what's going on. We'll see if we can review here. Whatever it is, when it's said and done, the basketball is going to come into Central Methodist, and the clock is beginning to run, and apparently we're back to play with whatever that was. 4.5 to go in the first half. CMU with the basketball. Both teams should be well-rested. A little behind the back path. It was kind of cute. Eagles over to the left side to Bachkarova. Outside the left block to Beck. She'll fade away, puts it up and in. Robin Beck, first points of the game. So Beck will score. It is now 36-20, and we're at 4:10 to go in the opening half. Benedictine up the court. We have a scoreboard that does not work. We also have streaming stats that we're having trouble with. They have not refreshed in now 3 minutes. Here's a feed over to the left side. Ravens with the basketball. The drive will go to the baseline. It's going to be stripped out of Riley Wade's hands. It'll go out of bounds back to Benedictine with 9 on the shot clock. and 3:54 to go. Here in the opening half. The drive inside, and the layup is going to be up and good. How about that nice running shot by Aaliyah Raines? She's got four. It is 36-22. Central Methodist moves the ball back up top side. Cutting into the lane. They'll feed it to Beck. Kicks it out on top. Batch Garuba all alone. If you leave her alone like that, and a defender's not alert enough to realize that you got to have a hand in front of her, Batch Garuba could have 40 tonight. Right now, she's only got 14. It is 39-22. 3:15 to go in the first half. The feed over to the right block. Backing in, backing in. Dixon will turn and shoot and miss. Rebounding it. CMU. Higgs is going to take it back the other way, take it over the right side. It's going to be Zatoria. She'll go all the way into the lane, take it to the baseline, puts an underhand shot up to draw the foul. It does. This is going to be on Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy will have her first foul of the game. It'll be Lady Raven, team foul four here in the second quarter. And Zatoria will come to the line for CMU. Zatoria is a 44% free throw shooter. Yikes, and we'll miss the first one. One more shot for Cook. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the half. It is on its way. Rolling, rolling, it goes in. 5 points. Zatoria Cook, she is one of three at the free throw line, so pretty much on par here, making it 40-22. A new high watermark for CMU, leading it by 18 now. Ravens are going to bring back into the game Brina Jasper from the left side. Jump shot up and in for two. Michaela Bauman. 40-24, and we're at 2.5 to go in the half. Eagles top side is going to be Cook. Bajkarova, she wanted the three. Michaela got in front of her, prevented that uncontested shot. Now this is going to be a wide open shot. Boom! We're way outside. How about that by Robin Beck, huh? Robin Beck, can't imagine, is typically a big three-point shooter. She averages 1.1 a game, so she's got hers maybe for tonight. It is now 43-24. Benedict and training by some 19 points. The ball's going to be slapped away and out of the baseline off Jasia. And Benedict will have it in play. There'll be 13 on the shot clock. And again, the official is moving along at a snail's pace, trying to decide where the ball's going to come in. And now they're going to call Reina over to do the inbound work, and Benedict will have it back in play. Inside, 2 minutes to go in the half. The feed into the lane. Several steps later, the shot goes up, and they're going to have a foul on CMU. And very frustrated, Beck has her second foul. Robin Beck not at all satisfied with that call going against her. Beck, by the way, the 6'2" senior from Dallas out of New Mexico. Back into the game, this is Leah Johnson. Raymond's coming to the free throw line, and Grace Dixon looks for her first point this evening. She will send it short. It remains 43-24. Grace gives it a good look again out of Manhattan, Kansas, a 6'1 freshman. The second free throw also fails, and on the rebound, we get another CMU foul. This one is going to be on Bachkarova. It is her first foul of the game. Team fouls even at four apiece, and with a minute 56 to go in the half, Ravens are going to have it in at the baseline. Bachkarova will check out, and Spiegel will come back into the game. Inbound it comes. BC will bring it up top side to Bauman. Gets it way up high. Herrera into the lane. It goes to Dixon. The skip back out on top to Jasper. Driving across in trouble and traveling with the basketball. Bauman. Benedictine is going to turn it back over. So for the Lady Ravens, it is a, let's call it a very young and inexperienced team, with the lone exception of Aaliyah Raines, who's still out on the court for BC. Topside with the basketball is going to be Leah Johnson. They'll kick it over to the right. Accelerating to the baseline. Picked up on a double team. Oh, what a beautiful spin move. And as the shot goes up, it's way off the mark, but able to draw the foul. It will be Casey coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Reyna. So again, Benedictine with a young team. The first of two free throws. No. You got Raina Jasper, a sophomore. Kiana Herrera, a freshman. Grace Dixon, a freshman. And Michaela Bauman, a freshman. All out there with Aaliyah Raines. Second free throw. Rattles home. So she's going to get one of the two. Her third point. It is now 44-24. With a minute 23 to go in the half. And our BC getting pressed in the backcourt. Double teamed in the backcourt. And we get a CMU foul in this game, which has been not speedy, slowing even more as both teams shooting free throws here in the late going of the opening half. Coming to the line for Benedictine will be Reyna Jasper. Reyna looking for her first point of the game tonight. And gets it right there, first shot. 44-25. One more shot. Jasper will send it just a little wide to the right, where it misses the rim, misses the backboard, and barely misses the cheerleader. Minute 22 to go. 44-25. Central Methodist Eagles back up. They'll lay it off on top. Lady Ravens are going to stay in that player D. Flashing to the top. It's going to be Johnson setting the screen. They'll use it, getting it over to Zatoria. Cook will take it down the right side of the lane, gets inside her defender, lays it off the glass, and scores it. Zatoria Cook with the bucket. 7 points now. 46-25. And we're inside the last minute now. BC will come to the right side. Skip pass is going to be kicked. For a minute, I thought they were going to let play continue, but the official does make the belated call, and they're going to put it in play from the near side. Shot clock to 20. Kennedy Nicholson returns to the floor. She'll have it on the right side, taking the inbound pass. Top side is going to be ranged. She wants the three, can't get it. Goes to Grace. Grace in trouble on the left side of the free throw line. Back out of top, Nicholson, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and we're going to get a foul called. And it's going to be an offensive foul as Benedictine and Aaliyah Raines somehow committed a foul beneath the goal, and with 25 seconds left on the shot clock off, Central Methodist will come up the floor leading by 21. This is their largest lead of the game, and now they're going to do something that is rather uncharacteristic. They're going to slow this thing down and look for one shot. They'll ease over to the left side. Little crossover dribble. Starts back to the right. Now into the middle. The pull-up from 12. Nice. Dropping it through, Mastinot. And that will take us to halftime. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you as they go to the locker room here in Fayette, Missouri. It is CMU's Lady Eagles 48, Benedictine 25.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Here in Fayette, Missouri. Kai's teams are coming out of the court, warming up. It is halftime. Central Methodist with a, let's call it a comfortable lead at intermission 48-25 over the Lady Ravens, and recapping the opening half scoring. Again, we are unable to depend on the streaming statistics. They have been failed now for a very, very long time. However, this is why we have the notebook and the number two pencil, because we keep our own. For Central Methodist, pacing away. How about Batch Karoba? She's been outstanding. 14 first half points to lead all scorers. Following her, Liana Massenot with 11, 7-9 so far for Zatoria Cook. Leah Johnson with a half a dozen. Robin Beck coming off the bench getting 5, 3 in the first half. For JC, a Canadian, running it out, Natalia Spiegel, she's got 2. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, no one in double-figure scoring. Kennedy Nicholson has hit a 3 in the first and second quarters. She leads the team with a half dozen points. 4 apiece then for Lila Carrasquillo and Aaliyah Raines and Kiana Herrera. 2 in the first half for Michaela Bauman, Jennifer Jacobs, Kyra Misiraka, Raina Jasper with 1. No player on either team in any kind of a foul trouble. No one has more than 2 fouls as they go to halftime. Remember, guys' game coming up after this one should be a good one. The Benedictine men and Central Methodist, both clubs out of the court, getting themselves ready. It should be a really entertaining guys' game. That said, we're going to take a bit of a break. Send it back to Joseph in the studios. It's halftime here in Fayette, Missouri. The ladies' game, the first of our doubleheader. And with the intermission score in Fayette, Missouri, Central Methodist Lady Eagles 48, Benedictine 25. We're going to kick it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. He has been eager to bring you this halftime.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're proud to bring you Benedictine Ravens basketball action as they're on the road taking on Central Methodist University. We will return to the women's game in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Sports Look coming up tomorrow evening. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball action again. We're going to be out at the Jefferson County North High School Girls Basketball Tournament. We will be bringing you the Northeastern Kansas Perry of the Compton game at 6 p.m. on Friday. At 7:30 or so, we will have the ACCHS versus Rossville game. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball action again, as the Ravens will be taking on Mid-America Nazarene University. The Ravens will be hosting Mid-America Nazarene University at this time. The games are scheduled for 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference with the scores as I have them.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals.
With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, these are the scores as I have them. Grandview and Peru State are currently all knotted up at 23 with 8 minutes and 34 seconds left in the third. With 8 minutes and 22 seconds left in the third, it is Baker leading Missouri Valley 42-40. Culver Stockton's got a little bit less time in the third and a good lead as they've got 3 minutes and 44 seconds left. The score is Culver Stockton 53. William Penn is sitting at 40. With 7 minutes and 14 seconds left, it is Clark over Mount Mercy in the women's game at 44-32. With 9 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third, it is Evangel with a commanding lead at 50 points to Graceland's 34. With 5 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter, it is Mid-America Nazarene, 39, Park 26. And in this game at the half, we've got Central Methodist University ladies at 48 points to Benedictine Women 25. I'll be back in just a moment.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
I did want to remind everybody of our excellent resource, mscsports.net, where, of course, you can find the latest local scores, audio of past games aired on any of the MSC Radio Network stations, and the athletes of the week and the blast from the past. We're going to take a real quick message and then a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 17. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 27. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 22. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun Friday, with daytime highs approaching 45. 42 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 25.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the west, northwest at 5 miles per hour up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in Atchison, with gusts up to 17 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 83%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.06 inches of mercury. Dew point is 21 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like-on-the-skin temperature of about 16 degrees out there. Bundle up and stay warm. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone...
Hey, welcome back to Fayette, Missouri. Halftime of the ladies' game. The women's teams are back out on the court warming up. Second half is imminent, and it is a 48-25 lead for CMU here at home over Benedictine. Going to have you back with us, Joseph, producing and engineering, also creating halftime entertainment and information for you. Joseph, thank you very much. Tom Couts with you here courtside at Puckett Fieldhouse on the Central Methodist University campus. Talk a little bit about the first half. We've got the statistics now. I think they've got them squared away. We'll see if they work when the second half begins, but we can recap the first half scoring and stats with a nice printed hard copy here, and you look at it, Benedictine 10 of 23 shooting the ball, 43.5%, not terrible. For the outside, 2 of 7, 29%, not great, and hitting 3 of 6 free throws. Central Methodist, they've been red hot, and they continue to be either 60% from the floor, 18 of 30 shooting. From the outside for 3-point range, over 57%, 8 of 14. They are 4 of 8 at the free throw line. Rebounds, CMU trails Benedictine. Ladies, Ravens have out-rebounded Central Methodist 16-11. A dozen turnovers, though, by Benedictine has been part of the problem. Combine that with some rough shooting. And for CMU, let's be very candid, they have five great starters. That's who they play. Three players have come in off the bench, and each of them has had extremely limited minutes in the opening half. That said, we're set to go to the second half, and let's see who we're going to have out here. For Coach Folsom, it'll be his original starting five. As it comes in play, to Benedictine and Kennedy Nicholson. We'll bring it over to Twyla Karras-Quillo, left side Riley Wade, underneath to Kyra. Kyra off the left block, backing into the lane, comes back out on top to Riley. She'll go in. Her shot is rejected. Rebounding it down is Central Methodist. Back the other way, the ball comes. A running shot is going to be up. No good. And 22 seconds into the second half, it will be foul number two of the night for Aaliyah Raines. Nicholson, Karras-Quillo, Wade, Raines, Misuraca, the Benedictine starting five. And for Central Methodist, their typical five, Batchkarova, Cook, Kennedy, Massenet, Johnson, free throw, new. If, and that's kind of a big one, the Central Methodist ladies team, it has an Achilles heel. It is free throw shooting. The second one is up and good. They have not been great tonight. They have not been great at the free throw line on the season, but with the offense they've got, the speed they've got, the things they can do, free throws really apparently have not been any kind of a big deal. Again, Central Methodist coming in the top, four in the country, and 19-0. Ravens into the lane, over to the left side. Nicholson goes three. There it is. Kennedy Nicholson with the first points of the second half. And they belong to Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. It is 48-28. Eagles out front. CMU. 49-28. CMU will take it down the right side. Back out on top. Bachkarova. She'll look into the middle. Bring it back over to the right side. That's going to be Zatoria Cook. And we're going to have another foul, and I think it is also going to be on Aaliyah. Well, look, it is going to be quickly be the third foul for Aaliyah Raines, and that comes here in the third quarter with still 8:48 to go. Raines will check out, and Benedictine is going to bring Rena Jasper back in. Free throw? Nope. So Central Methodist struggling at the free throw line. Zatoria Cook eyes it up, takes a bead, puts it in. So she is 3 of 7 at the free throw line, making it 50-28. And we're at 8:45 to go in the third quarter. Ravens back up court with the basketball. Benedictine here in the second half going from right to left. The skip pass is going to be stolen, and the runaway layup is up and in. So Benedictine not taking care of the basketball. Liana Massenat with the steal drives it to the other end and puts it up and in. Lady Ravens now trailing 52-28. Early part of the third quarter. Nicholson standing in the center circle. Starts to the left side. Gets it there to Riley Wade. She wants to hand it over, but the defense gets in the way. Now she'll skip it down to Miss Uraka. Back over to the right side is going to be Jasper. She will go into the lane, skips it back to the left. Kennedy hit a three from there a moment ago, and this one's going to be in and out, no good. Rebounded Twyla, missed it, followed up by the Ravens, and it wedges. So Benedictine is going to have the ball wedged up there. Is there somebody who's going to be able to? Come on. Come on, somebody, jump up there and knock that ball out. They're going to roll one in for the official to do it. To the delight of the CMU bench. Not cheering here is from the Central Methodist girls team on the bench, on their feet, cheering. They've got a lot to cheer about tonight. With 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, they lead 52-28 and are well on their way to their 20th win of the year. Eagles on offense. Zatoria Cook kicks it to the left side, and the Ravens are going to slap it out of bounds. Quick hands by Twyla. Here's Quillo to reach out and deflect that pass. Goes out of bounds down to the baseline, where once again, it'll be Bachkarova doing the inbound work. She looks in, swings it over to the right side, backing in, twisting, turning. The shot's up, no good. Rebounding it down, BC, Kennedy Nicholson coming up the court. She's being harassed all the way up the floor by Zatoria Cook, the defensive specialist. Here's the driving shot on the other end. It's not going to be very close. Raina Jasper kind of tossed it at the rim, hoping, I think, to get fouled. Didn't happen. Up court with what comes CMU. Kennedy with the basketball to the left side. Bachkarova's three. No. Rebound. Riley Wade. Here comes Benedictine. 7:17 to go. Third quarter. 52-28. CMU in front. This women's college basketball game in the heart of America Athletic Conference. Guys game coming up at about 7:30. Stick with us for that. Couple of head fakes. The shot goes up and it's going to be lost out of bounds by Twyla. Her defender never bit on any of those fakes. She was just rock solid. And then Twyla, on about the third head fake, just kind of lost the handle on the ball, and it gets away from her and goes out of bounds. Here comes CMU back up the floor with it, and Jasia Kennedy. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Eagles just going to back away and launch a three. Boom. My goodness, that was a nice shot. Brianna Massenat will have her, that is her fourth three of the game. And it is now 55-28. And it's 6.5 to play in the third quarter. BC back up court with it. The ball mishandled up the court. The shot is up, a good plus one. That all began with Benedictine on offense, and Riley Wade mishandles the ball, or just kind of tried to bounce it behind her and couldn't find it. It was picked up and stolen, racing down court with it. Satoria Cook, she was being chased by Raina Jasper, who did not catch her, and when she finally did, fouls her on the shot. So the bucket plus one, Jasper's third foul, and three substitutions now for Coach Folsom. Satoria Cook at the free throw line. How about that? She gets it. She does that less than half of the time, so that's kind of an event. It is 58-28. Lady Ravens now down 30 with 6:20 to play in the third quarter. Let's see if we can reset the Benedictine five here in a moment. You got Jennifer Jacobs in the game. Kennedy Nicholson. We also have Kiana Herrera out there, Raina Jasper, and on the left side, it's going to be Michaela Bauman. Ravens turned it over. Jailbreak, other end of a good Canadian. 60-28. And Benedictine is going to stop the run by exercising a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. We're just over 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. In Fayette, all CMU here. Central Methodist 60, Benedictine 28.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, looking to bring the basketball up the floor, and their skip pass is going to be stolen. Coming back the other way, she's going to foul her, let her go in and score. Now CMU tries to cross it over. They'll lose a handle on to pick it back up and dribble it out on top. It looked like it was going to be a breakaway 2-on-1. Turns into a mishandling of the ball, and now they're going to run the offense. Back in, dropping a shoulder. That was a power move and blew up. Jennifer Jacobs. Foul is going to be on Leah Johnson. Leah Johnson scarcely felt Jennifer Jacobs as she went through her, but commits her first foul of the game. It'll be team foul one of the third quarter by Central Methodist. 5.5 to go in the third. Ravens with the basketball. Raina Jasper goes in the middle, and mishandling the ball inside is going to be Herrera. Now four players are on the floor diving for it. Jump ball comes, possession arrow to Benedictine. So the Lady Ravens are going to be putting it back in play at their baseline. Nicholson, Jasper, Bauman, Jacobs, and Herrera are the Benedictine five for CMU. Batch, Karoba, Cook, Kennedy, Massenot, Johnson. Of course, the starting five still in there for head coach Davis. The ball comes in. Into the lane it goes. Jacobs has it knocked away, picks it up, dumps it off underneath. Bauman has it ripped out of her hands, blocked away. CMU outlet right side, Batchkarova. She will back away from the Bauman defense, kicks it out on top where the three is launched and hit. Another three-point shot for Liana Massenot. That is 2, 3, 4, 5 threes for Massenot so far tonight. 63-28. And 4:50 still to go, and we're still in the third quarter. Now Benedictine with a shot. It's up and good for a pair. 63-30. Back up court, CMU. 4.5 to play third quarter. Spinning to the baseline. The feet into the lane on the give and go. The shot is going to be up. Bounce on the rim a couple of times. And checking into the ball game moments ago, Robin Beck will have her first point of the game. That bucket a moment ago belongs to Michaela Bauman. She's got four tonight. Benedictine back up court with it. In the middle is going to be Jacobs. She'll go in and shoot and score. How about that? Nicely done by Jennifer Jacobs. And Beck will have her third foul tonight. She picked up a duo of fouls in the second quarter, picking up one right here. Coming out of the ballgame, we're CMU. Massenot will get a brief respite. Coming to the free throw line, Jacobs. The shot. Off the mark. No good. Rebound, Central Methodist. So Jennifer Jacobs unable to capitalize on the opportunity. And back up court for the basketball. Here come the Eagles. It is 63-32. Shot from the outside. No rebound. Going to be thrown back in and out of bounds off the shin of Riley Wade. 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. 65-32, CMU. Eagles will have it in from the corner. Bachkarova looks, brings it way out top side. Cook will handle it. Satoria. Satoria is small and extremely fast. Here's a feed over to the right side. Backing in, into the lane. The shot turned and scored. Beck just turns and goes right over the top of the Benedictine defense. Knocked it down, 67-32. 3.5 to go in the third quarter, and BC will throw it away into the Raven bench. Eagles are going to be putting it in play from there. Nicholson, Bauman, Wade, Jacobs, Herrera. Out on the court for BC now. So you got freshman, sophomore, and a senior. Here's a feed into the middle, and the shot is going to be up and good. 2 points for Talia Carter, who's coming for the first time. Now the Ravens inbound is going to be stolen. The shot goes up and misses. It's running around on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be CMU basketball. Riley Wade having touched it last. And again, you've got to be extremely careful here at Central Methodist chasing a ball out of bounds, because once you get much beyond the out of bounds line, you drop a foot from where the court level is to the floor level. Here's a three, up and good, and another one for Bachkarova. 17 points for Bachkarova. It is now 72-32. The ball's going to be stolen from the Ravens, and back up with it is going to come BC. Nicely taken back by Kennedy Nicholson. And now we have a whistle from the official, and they're going to reset the... I think the shot clock. I think they're not happy with the time on it. 2:46 to go in the third quarter. So Benedictine will bring it in. They put 5 seconds on the shot clock. Lady Ravens will have it in play. Way up top side is going to be Herrera. She's trapped in the center circle. Gets it back over to the right side. Bauman has it. And there's Riley Wade. Skips it back down low. The pass in the middle and taken away. Outlet down the court. Canady all alone, driving shot, good. Canady with 7. 74-32. Lady Ravens trailing by some 42 points here with 2:17 left in the third. Here's a shot up, no good, and that is the fourth foul of the night for Robin Beck. Beck trying to defend Benedictine's Jennifer Jacobs. Let's see who the Lady Ravens coming into the game with now. Oh, it's going to be Raina Jasper coming back in for Nicholson. So for BC, only starter on the floor right now is the sophomore Riley Wade. Here's the first free throw. Jacobs does not hit it. Jennifer hitting her first two free throws has missed her next two. And this one goes in. So she's 3 of 5, 74-33. Quickly, and I mean quickly, CMU's down the court. The feed in, work to the right, kick it on top, go to the free throw line, into the lane, the shot is up, nope, and a Benedictine foul, and to the free throw line again is going to come Central Methodist. And recently into the game is Talia Carter, her first free throw, it's good. So Carter gets one in. She's a 6-foot freshman from Philadelphia. Second free throw, good, but now the official's coming over, and we got a problem on the floor. He was pointing at the floor, and Jacobs left the spot and walked over toward the bench. And the official points at the floor, and Jacobs walks away again. And the officials have been very confusing through the course of the evening. The second free throw apparently is going to go away, and it's 75-33. Minute 50 to go in the game. Now BC's inbound, going up the floor, is stolen. The layup is going to be up and good off the steal. Kennedy with two more, 77-33. We've still got a minute 40 to go, third quarter. BC out on top, Herrera. Here's Riley going three, too strong. Rebound tipped again, cleared away by the Eagles. Minute 25 to go and running along in the third quarter. Up the floor with it is going to be Natalia Spiegel. Over to the left block, back and in, Carter. She'll turn, gets fouled. Whistle's going to go on Herrera. Kiana will have her first foul tonight. And Benedictine over the limit, but it was going to be a shooting violation. Anyway, coming back to the line, CMU and Carter. Talia Carter has three and cannot hit that one. One more shot coming up. 6 foot freshman, Talia Carter. By the way, the only freshman, as she misses both free throws, the only freshman on the Central Methodist roster. A couple of sophomores, mostly seniors. Very experienced, quality group that Coach Davis has recruited in here to Fayette. Now the Ravens with the ball on the right side and reaching in an effort to come away with the basketball. We're going to have an Eagle foul. 1 minute precisely to go in the third quarter. And Benedictine is going to bring Leah Raines back into the game. And also Twyla Karras-Quittle going to check back in for Benedictine. Foul by Massenot. So Massenot's first foul tonight. Here comes BC. Raines has it right side. Goes in on Spiegel. We have a foul. It's either Spiegel or Cook, or rather Carter. Spiegel or Carter. It'll be Natalia's first. That was a really nice job by Leah Raines, and she just put on a very quick first move. Kind of got inside just a little bit of her defender, and Spiegel picks up the foul. The free throw is going to be up and good, and Leah Raines will have her fifth point this evening. It's now 77-34. And that one is short. Rebound CMU. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. Eagles will come up court. Kennedy with the basketball. Back over to the left side. Carter lobs it way out on top. Spiegel. Back over to the right side. Kennedy. Again, it's Spiegel. She's a full step above the three-point circle. Not going to take that shot. Shot clock to 10. Skip pass coming out on top. Here's a two steps above the circle, three-point shot missing. And Raines will rebound it down. There's a collision. Spiegel's on the floor. And it is going to be a foul on Natalia Spiegel, her second. Clock stops. We go to the other end of the court once again, where once again, appearing at the line for the Lady Ravens, you're going to find Aaliyah Raines. She hit one of two just a moment ago, having 5 points so far tonight. And we're down to 26 seconds left, third quarter. The look, the shot, rattles out. The Benedictine senior from Champ West High School, giving it one more good hard look here. Pushes it. Time won't go in. Rebound CMU. Shot clock's off, and Eagles will walk it up the floor. They're going to spread it out. Benedictine in a 2-3 kind of a zone. 11 seconds, now 10. Back out at the top of the key. They work the perimeter. Little hook pass underneath. The shot is up and good. Coach Davis brought his starters back in to run that end of the quarter play. Leah Johnson hits the bucket. And we are through three. Going to the fourth quarter here in Fayette. Women's College Basketball, CMU, 79, Benedictine 34.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Quarter. I mean, Central Methodist, they've just been outstanding. They are outstanding. Looking for their 20th win here tonight, going 20-0. A quick recap of the scoring right now for the Eagles. What do we got? 17 points for Bochkarova. 19, though, for Massenet. 9 for Beck, 8 for Johnson, 9 for Kennedy. Cook with a dozen and 3 for Carter. For Benedictin, still no double-digit score, but Kennedy Nicholson has grown close. She is at 9 points now, having hit 3 threes. For BC, it's 5 apiece then for Jacobs and Reigns. 4 apiece, Carrasquillo, Bauman, Herrera. 2 for Miss Uraka and 1 for Jasper. Here we go to the fourth. CMU putting the ball in play. We are back underway. The 3, Bochkarova, wide to the left side. Offensive board. Here's a 3 for Spiegel. No. Rebound underneath. CMU's Zatoria Cook. And they'll dribble it back off on top. Having reset that shot clock to 20. Cook will drive it across the free throw line. Push it back up on top. And we're at 9:25 to go. Now 9:20. Go in the opening or in the fourth quarter. Driving shot missing and a rebound cleared down by Grace Dixon. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Ravens, Raina Jasper. Durain's off the left block. The turnaround shot, Jacobs, won't fall. And a rebound, Bochkarova. CMU up the floor. They'll dish it over to the left side and skip it back off on top. Looking to the middle, Bochkarova. The feed in the middle to Spiegel. Here's the outside shot, and another 3 rained in from outside. And Massenet now at 22 points. Here comes Benedictine trailing at 82-34 with 8:40 to go. Central Methodist, they do not have their starting group out there. Only 3 starters on the floor right now for Coach Davis as he's leading by 48. Here's a skip pass left side. Jumper. Yeah! Grace Dixon gets her first bucket of the game. 82-36 at 8:13 to play. The feed into the lane comes back off on top and around to the left. Down to the baseline is going to be Spiegel. She'll drive in, bounce pass in the lane. Miss Hamming for a moment. And as she goes up with the layup, the Ravens commit the foul. Couple of free throws coming up here for CMU, and stepping to the line is going to be Talia Carter. Now, Carter has 3 points. She's coming to the game in the third quarter, got a little bit of PT. She is 1 of 4 at the free throw line, and that one's perfect. She collects her 4th point of the game. 83-36, just over 8 minutes left. Crowd has continued to file in. It's a decent crowd, not a huge crowd. We're not talking SRO here, but there's some people in the stands. Second free throw being good makes the score now 84-36 with just over 8 minutes to play. Benedictine into the fourth court, and it's going to be Grace Dixon with it. And on top, Aaliyah Raines swings it over to Maddie Garrison. She's in the game now for BC. Ravens come out on top. Here's a 17-footer. Will not go in for Dixon, but Benedictine rebounds it back down. Maddie Garrison, the 5'11 junior from over the park, Kansas. Now the Ravens going to turn it over back down court with it quickly. Massenet, and it's going to be batted away. Ravens are going to steal it back. You hear the moan from the crowd as that was a rare mishandling. Now the Ravens outlet pass is going to be stolen away, and they'll come back the other direction. This time it's going to be slowed down and held up on top a little bit. Massenet, here's a shot from the top. It's another 3. 20 points for Bochkarova. 87-36. Benedictine now down 51 with 7:10 to go. BC will work a topside back over to the right. Working in front of the Lady Raven bench. Way down to the baseline is going to be Reyna. Got no room in the middle. Topside, it'll come to Rain. At the free throw line. Handled by Grace. Dixon gets it back on top. And reaching in, we will have a foul called on Satoria Cook, starting point guard for CMU in the game. Picking up her first foul of the fourth quarter. Her second foul of the game. CMU is going to make a couple of substitutions. And back in is going to come a couple of starters. Chasia Kennedy comes back in. And we're going to have one non-starter come in for CMU. That's going to be Audrey Graham out of Whatcom Community College in Everett, Washington. Three from the top. No. For Benedictine. The long three was launched, but not quite going to go in for Kathleen Stanley, who's now in. Kathleen is a 5'8 sophomore from Leawood, Kansas. 6.5 to go in the game. And here's a pass down to the baseline. It goes off the hands of Leah Johnson, the starting post in the game for Central Methodist. So Leah is still out there for CMU. Bochkarova is still in the game for CMU. Providing defense on the F-court play. J.C. Kennedy still in the game for CMU. The starters still out there. Ravens will swing it over to the left side to Nicholson. Back out on top. A little bit of a stutter step by Garrettson. Feeds it back behind her. Cross court it goes. Kennedy. Nicholson feeds off the block. Turning around. The shot is up and must have been partially deflected because it was very, very short off the hands of Grace Dixon. Bochkarova will bring it up the floor. 5:50 to go. Bochkarova goes three. Oh, it went all the way around. It didn't go in. Offensive rebound. Push back up. No. And it's going to go out of bounds. CMU loses it. And Leah Johnson coming up the floor, missing that layup. Looks really upset with herself. Now we're going to get a player in the game for Central Methodist. As coach beginning to make some substitutions here with 5:40 to go. Leading by 51 for Central Methodist. Let me see if I can pick up our new player out here as soon as I can spot that number. Again, I should have brought my 8x42s here. Here's a turnaround in the lane. It's up and good, Miss Siraka. Kyra has her fourth point. 87-38. CMU up court. Kennedy with it. Dumps it over the left side to Spiegel. Back out on top. And our new player in is Jeanette Mabratu, a 5'6 sophomore from Toronto, Ontario, out of Western Nebraska Community College. Those of you familiar with the Cornhusker State, I don't know how far west Western Nebraska is, because there is Western Nebraska. There's Western Kansas. There's Western Nebraska. I mean, are we talking Valentine? McCook, maybe? Certainly beyond Kearney. 4:50 to go in the game. Don't forget the guys game coming up here in a little bit. Here's a baseline shot. Kennedy Nicholson, no. Rebound, Eagles. Central Methodist coming up the floor with it. And top side is starting point guard, J.C. Kennedy. It'll go to the right. Three-point shot, no. Rebound's going to be slapped out, saved by Spiegel. Kennedy has it. And we're at 4:20 to play. Here's a feed in the middle. It's going to be knocked free and stolen. Now, Kennedy, look at the speed she's got. She was coming up the court. And now the feed over to the left side. And the shot by Miss Siraka. Good. Raymond's Kathleen Stanley was bringing it up the floor. And Kennedy came from behind, overtook her, and had her alter her drive into the middle, but eventually get the assist, throwing it to Kyra. Benedictine back up court with the basketball. 3:50 left. Over to the left block. No shot available. BC will come back off on top. Ravens will dump it over to the right side. Nicholson still in the game. Misuraka on top. Back over to the left. That's going to be Garrettson. Tries to drive in. Has the ball stripped out of her hands. Picks it up on the floor. It's laying in the middle of the lane. It's going to be taken away by CMU. Up court it comes. It's a one-on-one break. And Canadian does not drive to the rim. Instead, she's going to bring it out on top. Little ball handling. swings it around to the left side. One of her teammates will launch a three, and there it is. Knocking it down from deep in the left side. For Central Methodist, it is Audrey Graham's first point, and we are going to have a stoppage of play, but hold on, Joseph. I think it's a timeout to bring in some subs, and I'm looking out on the court, and I think Coach Davis, with 3 minutes to go in the game and a 50-point lead at 90-40, is going to take the starters out. Here's Miss Yaraka, top of the key. Wow! 18-foot jump shot from Kyra. 90-42. Inside three to play. Eagles out on top. Ravens come up with a steal. Outlet down the floor. Mishandled. CMU steals it back, and then it's going to get away out of bounds and off Benedictine. Eagles are going to have it back in. 2:50 to play. Ravens will be running Grace Dixon back in for Kyra. So Grace Dixon, Kiana Herrera, Michaela Bauman, Raina Jasper, Kathleen Stanley. Leave of the five I see out of the court for Benedictine at this juncture. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the game. Quickly over to the right side, CMU. Addie Carter's out there now. Addie is a 5'5 freshman from Oskaloosa, Iowa. Ravens come up with the basketball with the missed shot in the middle. Grace, no, rebound, CMU. Natalie will come up with it, and Spiegel will bring it up the court, dumps it over to the right side, Matabru. 2:15 to go. Skip pass outside the right block. Gets it to Robin Beck. She's out there with her four fouls. She played quite a bit earlier. Here's a baseline three. Nope. Rebound Benedictine. Dixon coming up with the basketball, and the Ravens are going to run it the other way. Here comes Raina Jasper. Left side. Baseline. Three-point shot. Bauman. Yeah! Michaela! It is now 90-45. Benedictine. Five unanswered. And we're at a minute 50 to play. At the free throw line, stepping inside. There's the dish, there's the shot, there's the score. Give the bucket to Robin Beck. It was a very nice assist underneath, and we were down to a minute and a half to play. 92-45. CMU may not be reaching that 100 mark. Bauman will have it up on the top side for the Lady Ravens. Feet into the lane, backing in, shot up. Good, two more, Grace Dixon. Grace has got four now, and it's 92-47. 75 seconds to go. Mabrantu. Thought about the three. Now she's going to drive toward the baseline. Benedictine's going to cut her off there. The pass out toward the top is going to be batted free. Stolen away. BC up the floor. Lob over to the left side. The kick back to the right. Beautiful move into the basketball, and the bucket by Kathleen Stanley. 92-49. 50 seconds to go. For CMU, it's Audrey Graham. And here's a three left. No, off the window and almost went in. Raina Jasper takes it off the floor. 40 seconds to play. BC left side of Michaela. Bauman on top. Kathleen thinking about the three. Kicks it back behind her. Jasper will go three. Gets it, Raina Jasper! She's got four. 92-52. Benedictine back within 40 with 20 seconds to play. Will CMU take a shot? I don't think so. Final score tonight in Fayette. The Central Methodist University Lady Eagles 92, Benedictine 52, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Hey, good to have you back with us. This is the guys' team stepping out of the floor, getting ready for our second contest of the evening. Welcome back. We're going to be right about on time, too, by the way. And anticipated about 7:30 tip-off for that one, and she should be pretty close. Hey, let's recap the scoring in this game. First of all, for the home team, Central Methodist, who collects their 20th win of the season, going now 20-0. Where do I start? Let's talk about the 20s. Lehana Massenot, 22 points. Darina Batchkarova with 20. And also double figures for Satoria Cook, a dozen and 11 for Robin Beck off the bench. Four players for CMU at double-digit scoring. Right on their heels, J.C. Kennedy with 9. Falls very rapidly then to Leah Johnson with 8. 5 tonight. Talia Carter, 3 for Audrey Graham. And Natalia Spiegel knocking down 2 for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. BC had, just checking my math here, 10 players in the scoring column tonight. No one at double figures. Kennedy Nicholson came closest on 3 three-point shots. Kennedy ends tonight with 9. Kyra Misuraka had 8 this evening and 7 for Michaela Bauman. Then for Benedictine, 5 apiece for both Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Raines. 4 players with 4. Raina Jasper, Twyla Karasquillo, Kiana Herrera, and Grace Dixon. Kathleen Stanley knocked in 2. Benedictine now 7-14 and 4-11. In the heart of America Athletic Conference. We're going to take a bit of a breather, get ourselves reorganized, and get set for game 2 of the night here in the heart of America Athletic Conference men's college basketball coming up next. Again, the final score in the opener, it was CMU over Benedictine, 92-52. Guys game coming up. Joseph will be back here in a little bit. In the meantime, I know you're going to take great care of our listeners. Men's ball coming up.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.